Paris 1956, number 9 Rue Gillecourt. Word is out and everybody's beating on the door. Madame Rachou will let you in. Just smile and ring the bell. Welcome to Nirvana at the Beat Hotel. The sweet smell of Pernod, a Gaulois cigarette. It's a cosmic congregation, but you ain't seen nothing yet. It's an open invitation, an existential clientele, all looking for Nirvana at the Beat Hotel. They looked for it in New York City, in San Francisco Bay. They looked for it in bebop jazz, and it blew them all away. They tried out every avenue, and then said, what the hell? We'll look for it in Paris, at the Beat Hotel. Burroughs came up from Tangiers, Ginsberg from New York. Kerouac came up from Italy and slept out in the park. Gregory Corso came and went, and where he's at, no one can tell. He's still looking for Nirvana at the Beat Hotel. Take me to your leader, take me to the man. Someone has got the answer, someone's got the perfect plan. If you're lurking in the alleys, if you're lurking in the bars, you'll find us in the gutter, lurking at the stars. This ragged band of poets, Christians, Buddhists, Jews, a new beat generation searching for the muse. Some found it in the arms of a mystic mademoiselle, looking for Nirvana at the Beat Hotel. The rooms count up to 41, but you can sleep out in the hall. For a few centimes you can get a drink and write your poems on the wall. And the marijuana mixes with the Turkish toilet smell. It's all part of Nirvana at the Beat Hotel. Alex Campbell strums an old guitar someone picked up in Spain. Ginsberg's howling poetry and Kerouac's drunk again. The rent is overdue, there must be something they can sell. Maybe they can sell Nirvana at the Beat Hotel. Someone's taking photographs. Janine takes off her clothes. Marlene's meditating and concentrating on her toes. Jasmine hides in room 16 and curls up in her shell. She's communing with Nirvana at the Beat Hotel. Take me to your leader, take me to the man. Someone has got the answer, someone's got the perfect plan. If you're looking in the alleys, if you're lurking in the bars, you'll find us in the gutter, lurking in the stars. They did it for the journey, and not for getting there. Fame is in a whisper when you pay the taxi fare. It's just this side of heaven and a long, long way from hell. It's somewhere in Nirvana at the Beat Hotel. Nothing lasts forever, and forever's in a rhyme. It's a Buddha-like connection, and everybody has their time. If you want to drink the water, you've got to dig into the well. And maybe then you'll find Nirvana at the Beat Hotel. It was over by 1963, and everyone had gone. But they'd opened up the road, and the revolution was getting won. And when the poems were painted over, and they rang the final bell, it was goodbye to Nirvana at the Beat Hotel. The myth is stronger than the truth, and the truth can sometimes lie. To see it all for what it was, you need an uncorrupted eye. Was the journey worth it? Only time would tell. Still looking for Nirvana at the Beat Hotel. Take me to your leader, take me to the man. Someone has got the answer, someone's got the perfect plan. If you're lurking in the alleys, if you're lurking in the bars, you'll find us in the gutter, lurking at the stars. Lurking at the stars. We're looking at the stars.
Feelings you are feeling, you spread them all around. You're far away from your heart, you're losing what you found. To give your heart away like that is hardly what you need. You're far out, you're far out. Why, why are you giving? Why are you giving yourself away? Small and helpless and want to please them all. You're running like a lost dog or hiding in your hair. I feel the burning smell. Why are you giving? Why are you giving yourself?
Preaching Jesus in the middle of the square. A young kid playing yesterday on a Japanese guitar. There's a loser on the talk show. He wants to be a star. And Sharon sings for Wayne in a karaoke bar. There's a superstar who fell from grace. He has to tell it all about the dizzy heights he rose to and his ignominious fall. Infamy or fame, it's the same for one and all. We're just trying to get attention in this suburban shopping mall. In this suburban shopping mall, another shopping mall. We're just trying to get attention in this suburban shopping mall. Everybody's got their price and that there is no shame. Everyone will sell their soul for a minute or two of fame. We're playing the wheel of fortune. Life is just a game. Some will win, some will lose, but we all end up the same. We will all end up the same. We will all end up the same. Some will win, some will lose, but we all end up the same. Will the drag queen find Jesus? What will Jesus wear? Will the faded star redeem himself, become a millionaire? Will Wayne marry Sharon? Will they make the perfect pair? Another joke, another tragedy. Does anybody care? Does anybody care? Does anybody care? Another joke, another tragedy. Does anybody care? And the drag queen preaches Jesus in the middle of the square. Thank you.
She knows he thinks about her, though the times are not so grand. But you can only play the cards you're holding in your hand. She knows he thinks of leaving, doesn't want to let him go. While there's something left unfinished, something that she needs to know. She says, let's decorate the bedroom, DIY from the superstore. But he's five cans down a six pack, he's not listening anymore. Yet she feels his heart is kinder than he wants to let her think. So she exercises patience, does the dishes in the sink. Oh, take your time till you decide. It's a matter of love, not a matter of pride. When people get close, they sometimes collide. Oh, how the truth gets turned into lies. He says, I wish I had some money, I'd show this town a thing or two. See my woman let her hair down like she always wanted to. Though I'm just a weekend dreamer, still my heart's not far away. Would she be better if I leave her, or better if I stay? Oh, take your time till you decide. It's a matter of love, not a matter of pride. When people get close, they sometimes collide. Oh, how the truth gets turned into lies. He doesn't want another woman, she doesn't look at other men. An affair might be exciting, yet disappoint you in the end. They both know there's something missing, floating just beyond their reach. In this lover's search and rescue, will they find what they might keep? Oh, take your time till you decide. It's a matter of love, not a matter of pride. When people get close, they sometimes collide. Oh, how the truth gets turned into lies.
Sail away, New England. I wound up in New York City. I think I've been there before, I've seen it on TV. I knew the echo of the subway, sang with the voices on the corner. Felt like Bob Dylan as I posed beside the Hudson River. hundreds of streets and friendly people. There's a vibe past the honking. I have never in my life seen so many cabs. NYC, become a part of me. New York City, ain't it pretty? I hear the sound of spray paint shaking, poets signing what they drew there. Not many bikes, but the ones I see seem to be racing. Lovely women by the truckload, pizza pie from heaven. Rich and poor on the island they call Manhattan. NYC, become a part of me. New York City, ain't it pretty? In the window, he is watching all this action. Me and this song groove along in the Big Apple. NYC, become a part of me. New York City, ain't it pretty? I love New York. I love New York. I love New York.
Call for census. The boss wanna know what's going on. So Joseph and Mary hit the road. with Mary nigh on 9 months gone. And you know we're talking about a hell of a walk, and they had no place to stay. They tried the inns and the hotels, the message was plain as day. You get no refuge, no respite, and no sanctuary here. No refuge, no respite, and no sanctuary here. One had his Juanita and a baby boy they'd named Miguel. On the other side of the line it's heaven, on this side it's a living hell. So you do what it takes, pick up stakes and try to escape the drought. But when you get to the border, the INS, they got the welcome wagon out. You get no refuge, no respite, and no sanctuary here. No refuge, no respite, and no sanctuary here. And no more snubbing in between. Religion they preach about loving your brother, but they run by the pole in green. Now there's a lot of folks are looking over the edge of that plate we've piled so high. When they all decide to come over the border, time to kiss it all goodbye. There'll be no refuge, no respite, and no sanctuary here. No refuge, and no respite, and no sanctuary here. No refuge, no respite, and no sanctuary here. No refuge, no respite, and no sanctuary here. No sanctuary here. No sanctuary here. Thank you.
was watching the Weather Channel with this weather girl waving her hands between the Mississippi Delta and the Arkansas Badlands. And I dreamed about you, Dixie, as I chipped away the ice from this broken heart. I'm alone another night. I wish you said it's getting warmer, and if you occupy this time right, all the snows will fill the rivers just to show you that love and God are nicer. We can't drive to Yazoo City, 'cause someone stole the gas money from the coffee can. Ah, oh, you're lucky cat. All the poor dogs in the rain even get the crumbs from the master's table. She keeps the crystal shells and rings. Comes back again, the changes might just win. So I was lost in the big test question, and my mind drifted to her dresses and her New Orleans nylons and the lace of a smoky tan. She said, let go of your poor heart. Don't you know Dovey so loves you? He's a driving man. Oh, you can take it to the bank. All the poor dogs in the rain even get the crumbs from the master's table. She keeps the crystal shells and rings. And if she comes back again, changes might just win. The commander sitting in the bullpen with his old glove from 1959 and the cleats that Cleet Boyer gave him into the old timers game. All the young dudes are getting homers. They just retired another rookie. Call in the old man, maybe he can win one again. All the poor dogs in the rain even get the crumbs from the master's table. She keeps the crystal shells and rings. And if she comes back again, changes might just win. Grant you reason, just your name sent chills down their spines. Said we were tossed from the rainbow, maybe a potential subversive next time. So you called with your excuses. Comer called the district attorney. You're on the run again. All the changes always win. All the poor dogs in the rain even get the crumbs from the master's table. She keeps the crystal shells and rings. And if she comes back again, the changes might just win. All the poor dogs in the rain even get the crumbs from the master's table. She keeps the crystal shells and rings. And if she comes back again, the changes might just win. Well, I was watching the Weather Channel with his weather girl waving her hands. Between the Mississippi Delta and the Arkansas Badlands. And I dreamed about you, Dixie, as I chipped away the ice from this broken heart. I'm alone another night. I'm alone another night. I'm alone another night.
Our busy kingdom down below. Well, this old bridge seems so much bigger than. Pressing pennies on the rails of the freight lines, playing chicken with the rumbling trains. We'd make a mad chase from ridge to ridge along the backbone of the Argyle Bridge. Well, there were wars in far-off countries, but that couldn't touch us then. Our folks at work, and we had us. End was meeting end. Was a time when this was a boom town. We were the champions of industry. Our buildings grew by the water's edge, all down the river to the Argyle Bridge. But now they sit like battered giants, with empty bellies and hollow eyes. It's not a boom town anymore. It's just a memory in disguise. And year by year people move along, head for greener grasses. But those who stay, we turn gray, watch the river pass. There were those nights I called to your window. We flew like sparrows through the sleeping town. My blood remembers the things we did in the shadow of the Argyle Bridge. I miss the sound of the train in the nighttime, like the call of a northern loon, like some proud old hobo laughing at the face of the changeless moon. I climb up here to recall your smile, your raven hair and your fairy eyes. My blood remembers the things we did in the shadow of the Argyle Bridge. Well, someday they're gonna tear her down, grandchildren of the men who brought her. But This old town won't hear a thing when she tumbles to the water. Someday they're gonna tear her down, bury her in the water. But till then it is my privilege to stand watch on the Argyle Bridge.
Scotty checked out this morning. In his customary way. With a glass of good malt whiskey in his hand. At least, that's what they say. He didn't leave much owing. finally paid the bill. Maybe he should have settled a few old scores. But now I guess he never will. I remember the time he told me. We were born under a golden star. And maybe sometimes we couldn't find it. And the journey seemed too far. But it was just a matter of hanging in. And we'd get there in the end. Well, it seems you're gonna find it. My crazy, beautiful friend. Mr. Scott has left the building. The big old 12 strings packed away. And the gig is finally over. And Scotty's on his way. But there's a song I still keep singing. And I'll never lose the tune. 'Cause Scotty's out there somewhere. And he's howling at the moon. He's howling at the moon. I can hear him. He's howling at the moon. Scotty's out there somewhere. And he's howling at the moon.
Wild horses follow me as I ride this trail of misery. Four wild horses follow me, and I'll ride to hell to set you free. You were just a young girl with your brother and your dog. Westward ho, so many heard the call. A covered wagon, a blazing in the night, was your last scene of freedom and her fight. Four wild horses follow me as I ride this trail of misery. Four wild horses follow me, I'll ride to hell to set you free. I heard of you passing for a Cheyenne chief's son, from some trader made his money in right good. I went to the valley they called Bitter Creek. You left 3 weeks before, tears on your cheek. Four wild horses follow me as I ride this trail of misery. Four wild horses follow me, and I'll ride to hell to set you free. In the middle of a snowstorm, in the middle of the night, there were you telling me that you were alright. Then like a monster invading our dream, I awoke 10 years later hearing your screams. Four wild horses follow me as I ride this trail of misery. Four wild horses follow me, and I'll ride to hell to set you free. Giant princess, you still look like me. I walked up to you and I looked into your eyes. My little girl, finally by her daddy's side. Four wild horses follow me as I ride this trail of misery. Four wild horses follow me, and I'll ride to hell to set you free. Four wild horses follow me, and I'll ride to hell to set you free.
Just because she's undemanding doesn't mean she won't wish sometimes they'd spend time alone more often, just to talk or watch TV or go to bed. The conversation might unravel that thing he calls a tangle that always seems to be inside his head. Though he's not the kind to talk much, doesn't mean that he's not wishing he could say where he was coming from and explain himself in terms she'd comprehend. Simply open up his heart beyond the fundamental differences that exist between some women and some men. It's not a game you have to win. It has to do with taking care. It's not about which one gives in. It's knowing when you've been unfair and when to stop before you start. 'Cause after all, who wants to be the one to hurt anything? Letting questions go unanswered is gonna get him in some trouble. And if she feels aggrieved by that saying, men are all the same, that's trouble too. I guess men and women find sometimes speaking different languages, which makes the rights and wrongs of things confused. It's not a game. You have to win. It has to do with taking care. It's not about which one gives in. It's knowing when you've been unfair and when to stop before you start. Let's face it, you don't really want to run. A love declared could come back twice as strong. And after all, who wants to be the one to hurt anyone?